consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Welcome, my loves. Thank you so much for tuning in and being here. Today's episode is going to be really juicy, so hope you're sitting down for this one. Before we get there, as you are tuning in, our hope is that you're receiving tons of value. You're getting downloads in this episode. You're getting activations and, you know, sharing is caring. So please give this podcast a shout out. Tag me on social media. It's Bold Sexy Warrior on Instagram, and on Facebook it's Rosalyn Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. My loves, it is halfway, just a little bit over halfway through the first month of 2022. How's it been going? How's it been going for you? Now, if you're noticing that you're kind of sabotaging or you're ready to take yourself to that next level, I invite you to apply for my Soul Ascension Business Academy for coaches, healers, lightworkers, therapists, way showers, practitioners, anyone in the transformational world that's ready to explode their visibility and skyrocket your business this year. We're going to help you with messaging, marketing, magnetizing, and monetizing through my Illuminate method, where we're bringing in the Akasha and energy work, the mindset and belief reprogramming, of course, all the sexy social media strategies, and anchoring in your next level business foundations and systems. If this sounds juicy to you, you want to lean in. This is by application only, as I want to make sure that this is a really good fit for you and that I feel confident in supporting you to your next level. So you can go to www.electrifymybusiness.com to apply. Beautiful. So let's move into our episode today in how to discover your spiritual gifts. So what we're going to really explore today is exactly, how do you know what your spiritual gifts are? How do you find them out? And is it related to your purpose? How do you develop and then send into your spiritual gifts? Because the thing is, we all have them. Not everybody knows how to access it. At some point, we get to this place where it's like, ooh, hang on. You have this internal conflict or cognitive dissonance where you have been believing something for so long and then something rattles your world and it's just like that belief doesn't seem to fit anymore in this situation. And so I'm bringing on one of my soul sisters who has been on here almost a year ago, and we're bringing her back, Miss Maria DeLuna, who actually rebranded because the first time she was on the podcast, she was Maria Tiburcio. And so we're going to hear a little bit about her year, past year, and her journey and the rebranding. And so Maria DeLuna is an aligned purpose lightworker, soul journey healer, and conscious spiritual awakener. She helps divine awakened beings step into their spiritual gifts by opening their ancestral connections to who they truly are with their own understanding of the magic sleeping inside of them. Her mission in life is to really help understand and remember, help you understand and remember your path and purpose, here in this realm by showing you the way in manifesting all that you are and bringing in abundance and love to your life. So welcome, Maria.
Can I have you just do my introductions all the time? That was so juicy and so gracious of you. Thank you. Hello, 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 everyone.
Hello, my love. I'm so happy that you're here. Like, if people have not heard our first episode yet, I can definitely put it in the show notes because you definitely share your big journey, and we shared how we met each other, which is pretty magical. So we'll just let people go and tune into that episode as well, like talk about divinely guided and how we met, and here we are, like, here we are again a year later back on my show.
And thank you. I'd
love for you to hear or share with us what have you been up to? How has this rebranding happened and unfold? Because I know what you've been up to, but I would love for you to share with our audience just the beautiful ascension you've gone through in the last year.
Thank you so much, and hello everyone. So as of last year, I was named Maria Tibrisha, which is actually my real name too. And I rebranded myself to Maria de Luna, which is also my real name. If anyone does know or understand, in the Spanish and Filipino culture, we have many names. So I decided that after going through a certain period in my time last year with a great loss, with someone who was very, very dear to me, caused me to really go deep inside. And that was called an ascension phase for myself as well, too. Grief can bring up so many different stages in your life. And my partner and I actually went to Mexico for almost 3 months. And there I really found my truest calling, the calling of really helping those who have woken up into their gifts, and really understanding what it means to hone into them, enhance them, and as well as work with them to really define their purpose. I started when I was in the Mayan temples, sitting on the ground and feeling the earth vibrate underneath me. And all I could feel was this divine urgency from Mother Earth herself saying, you need to help. You need to wake them up. You need to show them the way. And I was still grieving at that time. I was still trying to, you know, find my steps in this 3D world of ours, in this matrix, what we call. And I really just didn't know where to go, what to do after losing this special someone for me. And within that time, I was sitting there and learning about the culture, the way that they, you know, they lived. I really began to recognize why I had to step into my power, step into my gift, my purpose. It was because the ancestral world and the world of our stars all worked together before. And so they asked for me to really come in and show people the way to truly honor and hone in on their gifts with love and with grace, because we're in such a fast pace right now, right here in this world, that we don't take the time to really transcend and transform that gift properly so that we can accept it easily in our bodies. If you notice, sometimes when you have your gifts, you feel lost, confused, conflicted within yourself, anxiety can build up, stress can build up. It's because your energy has not been set and ready to really work with it. So that is why I rebranded and reformed my business, really worked on myself, on how I was going to put this together. And then, you know, this is why I created the program that I created, so that I can show people that you're not supposed to do your spirituality alone. You're not.
Yeah.
It's it's always with a tribe of friends, women, teachers, leaders, whoever it is. But we always get so scattered in the world where we're pushing it from one end to the other, not realizing where to go or what to do. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I formed the way that I formed. And my journey really taught me that community and tribe and sisterhood and brotherhood are so important when it comes to really finding out who you are. And it helps you to really understand that your purpose was always there. You just had it sleeping inside of you.
I think that's so powerful what you said. I really want to highlight the importance of community as you're ascending, because it can be such a lonely journey. It's interesting, because even like speaking personally, and Maria, if you guys have not heard our first episode together, she's been a huge part of my ascension. Maria came into my life. She's the one that awoken my ability to connect with my ancestors, my Shaolins. Mm-hmm. And you guys will have to go listen to that episode, because it's so juicy. It's like, the story is incredible. And we had a pretty powerful year together, just in our tribe and just growing. And then at some point, and I'm just going to be totally transparent here, what happens sometimes is, you know, sometimes you have a certain group you start with, and then you meet other people who might be supportive of your ascension, and they may not be part of that original group, and that's okay, mm-hmm. right? Because Maria, you and I are still really good friends, and mm-hmm. we went on our own journey for a bit in the last few months, and mm-hmm. we weren't talking as much, but we both knew we were totally fine. We just trusted, like, we're on our own journey, we love each other, and we will come back when it's meant to be. And so I want you all to hear that, you know, it's a very personal journey. Your ascension level is a very personal journey. Mm-hmm. And so, coming back to the question, Maria, that you are like so gifted in helping people do, how do you help people, like, when they first come in, how is it that they're even aware that they have spiritual gifts? Are they not? Like, tell me a little bit about that process.
So the process is usually when anyone's truly awakened, they're not fully aware of the gifts that they have inside of them. For example, the ability to see, hear, feel, or smell, or taste mm-hmm. Can all be differential. Most times when humans usually wake up, and sometimes it can be in later years, they'll only have two abilities with them first, because what they've done is they've shut it off when they were younger, because either they've seen something scary and they no longer want to see it. So they'll shut off their clairvoyancy, mm-hmm. but they might have their claircognizance or clairaudience. And so usually that'll be the first two. What I do when I work with my clients, either one-on-one or in a group, is I really help to enhance those abilities inside of them by showing them practices or giving them knowledge of past information from historical books that was passed down to me when I was younger. And so...
Can I just interrupt her? Because I feel like I want to, like, really, really blow this up, because, like... because you've been such a huge part of my journey.
Oh, so, thank you.
Like, we would play games during COVID about mm-hmm. you were helping me develop my intuition. Mm-hmm. And we would, because we're in our low cohort, and we would all, like, play these intuitive games that you had us really, like, tap into our gifts and develop more and more and more. And that was so mm-hmm. helpful. It was just, like, the way you held space, the way you, like, encourage us was, I don't know how to describe it, but it really helped us build our confidence in our ability to trust ourselves and our intuition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. You know, that's one of the main reasons I chose to do what I chose to do and why I chose to build the program, was because of our connections in that way and how I was able to teach and show you guys. I mean, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, also, I was also trying to find courage in myself to really bring out what it was I was trying to formulate in the business that I was working with. And showing you guys the practice to see the abilities inside of you, to bring that courage inside of you, and to show you that you've always been connected. See, the misconception of connection was we're never connected. That's not true. We're always connected. Mm-hmm. It's just knowing how to truly tap into that ability by showing like card practices. You know, I think we did one with pictures and we did one with objects and stuff. So, you know, really honing in on the historical findings of that really does help to amplify it. And not only did I show you guys how to amplify your gifts, but I also help to develop the next one to come in. Because once you fully grasp your gifts, the other one will come in creepingly a little bit to see if you're ready. And I usually know energetically when it comes. I'll warn my clients like, okay, be cautious. Within about 6 months to about a year, you're going to feel a shift in your energy because of this. And so, yeah, doing those practices, talking about history of magic and stuff isn't just about, you know, a regular girl talk. It was really to show you all, and those who have touched with it as well, is that the possibility is inside of you because you've mm-hmm. always been connected to the divine. You've always been connected in your ability. It's just honing in and working with it consistently. I mean, I remember when you started your Akashic Records reading. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, what a journey that was for itself. You know, like I'm so proud of you. And honestly, like I can't imagine what life would be like without it now, I'm sure, because it really is all about trusting yourself, trusting that you have that power. And I wanted to hold that space with you ladies because I know how gifted and powerful you are. I have mm-hmm. the ability to see your guys' energetical higher selves and how beautiful the magic that you guys bring will help to amplify because that's truly what we do.
I love that we're your guinea pigs.
Thank
such a beautiful full circle because we received the gift. You also received the acknowledgement that, wow, this is really, really like you're building your confidence to know how good you are. Like, oh, I know that the people that you work with just absolutely love the work that you do together. It's very potent. It's very powerful. You know, we're going to go into commercial. When we come back, mm-hmm. actually want to address, because I'm like tuning in, and one of the questions I feel like that are coming in is around fear of your spiritual gift. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
Yeah.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Mm-hmm. My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Okay, loves. So I'm not going to go into the whole story. I have talked about it in previous podcast episodes about my awakening and how for the longest time I had no idea I was intuitive. And I was actually quite scared for most of my life until about, oh my gosh, almost 10 years ago. Like, you know, probably less than that, because my son was 10 when I had my first like real experience of like, oh my God, what is happening here with the spirit world? So I would say probably like 8-7 years ago. I was really scared. I was really scared to see spirits. I was really scared to even have an experience with a spirit, because of course my idea of it is like, you know, Hollywood exorcism. And dark. And so so I believe the work that I've done to understand the spiritual world and the light of it, and that like the myths of tapping into the spirit world isn't a scary thing. And so Maria, you've been a huge part of that journey for me. In fact, I still can't see, and I don't know if I'm actually really want to. I see through my third eye, but it's more like I've had some experiences where, what is that called, Maria? When I actually have an experience where the tap turns on by itself, the water tap. And I mean, I was at your house and you were not feeling very well, and I came over to drop off something and the door was locked. And then I went back to the car to get my phone to call you. And then all of a sudden the door was open. And this is like, I think it was like 11:30 at night. And I was like, oh, okay. Maria must have just came to the door. And I walked in to Maria's house and it was still dark. There was nobody around, no Maria around. And I'm like, okay. And so what I do know is, because we often gathered at Maria's place, is that there is a spirit that lives there. His name is Paul. And so I was like, did Paul open the door for me? And I think that this would be my second experience of spirit interacting with me so physically. And I was like, okay. And I was pretty calm. I walked in the house, dropped off whatever I need to drop off, and closed the door and locked it. And then you called me, Maria, and you were half asleep. You're like, hey, I'm like, did you just open the door for me? You're like, no, I'm just woke up because something, well, I will let you tell this rest of the story there.
Well, yeah, actually you had dropped off my keys because that's one of our girlfriends actually had it on her. So I needed it back because it was my house keys and car keys. And I did fall asleep. I was in my bedroom with Bandito. So if anyone doesn't know, Bandito and I both lived in a premises ourselves on the main floor. And Bandito is my German Shepherd. And as we were both sleeping, I could hear him rustling, because I think, so Paul is the spirit who stays in the house, who has accepted both Bandito and I to stay there. And he watches over us. Even when the girls came over, he would always just make himself known. One of our beautiful girlfriends, Anita, also saw him as well, too, consistently when she was there. And Rosalind had texted me, apparently. And so I was passed out asleep, tired and exhausted. And for some odd reason, Bandito nudged me to wake up. And I look, and I had missed calls from Rosalind, texts from Rosalind. And I'm like, oh, shoot, the door's locked. And so I called her back thinking she wasn't even there anymore. And she goes, hey, love. I'm like, hey, did you get in? And she goes, huh? And what happened was, and in this experience for her, which is called a spiritual intervention, what happens is spirit shows up and kind of touches things. What they do is they choose to take their energy and touch certain materials in the world that really either turn on taps or, in Rosalind's case, have a door open when I wasn't there.
I've had the tap turn on before, too.
Yes, and lights mm-hmm. around you as well.
Yeah.
Several yeah. times. So what happened was, is Paul had really wanted to help so badly in ensuring that I was, you know, okay and had things there, that he actually, in both spiritual and physical, went through the veil of the spirit world and opened the door for her and left it wide open, apparently.
And when she was even hearing that.
Yeah.
And when she actually, I could not have had your house keys, love, because I would have just been smart enough to use them. So it's just your car keys.
That would actually make more sense. Yes. That's right.
You're not right. That silly.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, actually, you are right. I don't think there was house keys on there. However, the really interesting thing was, is Paul actually took a really interesting liking to Rosalind's energy. And so he decided to help. And this was what he had mentioned to me, is that I felt really bad because she also had her youngest son in the car with her. And it was an interesting interaction, because for him, he was like, I just really wanted to make sure you got your keys and that she was able to get home mm-hmm. without any worry. And I said, okay. And honestly, I think what would have been like, what, three years now, I know you would have been like, what is going on? But it was like you had really just shifted so much already in such an acceptance mm-hmm. of knowing that, like, oh, it's okay, it's okay.
Can we just be more blunt? I would not have been calm about this. I would have been, like, freaking the F out. Be like, what the hell is happening? What the hell is happening? This is not, like, I would have freaked right out. But, and I probably would have, like, turned on all the lights and, like, Maria, where are you? Like, totally freaking out. And when what happened was, I didn't turn on any lights, which, number one, that's a huge win for me. And I wasn't like feeling creeped out. I was just like, oh, and there was like this calm knowing, like, okay, if I don't see Maria, it was likely Paul. Like, that would be the next logical mm-hmm. thing, even though it's not, you know, in the 3D world logical if you're not awoke. And so, but it was just like this knowing, like, oh, thanks, Paul. You know, and just calmly put the car keys on the counter and then walks out and locked the door. And then I talked to my son about it. I'm like, did you see like anything open the door? And my kids can see. So it was just really interesting to speak to him about it too.
Yeah, it was such an experience. But, you know, that right there is what it's all about, is the fact that you had released your fear of, even also knowing the spirit, you released your fear with him, that you just waltzed in, dropped the keys on my counter and walked out. It's truly a knowledge in its own, because most mm-hmm. people would have been, what you said, would have turned on all the lights, screamed my name and said, what the heck just happened? And I would have looked at you and been like, what are you talking about?
So then let's turn it back you speak to those people who are like, okay, I know I have potential with opening my spiritual gifts, whether that's, you know, especially mediumship, I'll say I can relate with that. To this day, like, I know I'm a medium. And through the Akashics, I can definitely access that. But I don't feel, I personally actually don't feel ready to, or know if I really want to open up that mediumship. So I'm curious. And for me, it is a fear. Like, I'm like, I don't want to be seeing things. I mean, Anita went to the bathroom one time and she's like, oh, the restaurant. She's like, oh, there was a ghost that followed me. I'm like, I don't want that kind of shit happening to me. So, or like, I remember when you were ascending, Maria, and you would hear things all the time. Mm-hmm. And I know it's an energetic boundary thing. And I just, you know, I'm at this place where I'm like, I can see myself being a little fearful. And then the other piece is like, I can't be bothered. So, let's speak to those of us who are like, yeah, that's me too. We're a little scared or a lot scared. How do you help? But yet there's a part of us that actually is curious and wants to open up. So tell us what are some words of comfort, words of reassurance to help us confidently make that transition to open up our spiritual gifts without the fear?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question that you actually bring, because it's actually the main one that I work with the most. And really what I do is when I hone in on their gifts, I ask, well, what's the worst that can happen? Now, what's the best that can happen? And I use those formations because I truly do believe that the fear that's been implanted in us is just what it is. It's human fear. But when we hone in on what's the best scenario when things do occur, I use that as a way to really open up what it is they're truly wanting to manifest into, things like that. For example, they want to be able to see their grandmothers or grandfathers or a past loved one. And, you know, I don't hone in on the fact of, you know, despair or grief or any of that. What I hone in on is, what's the best thing that you can tell this person when you see them again? And really working with that and showing love to that part every single session actually allows my clients and even yourself and those that were around us to really accept that gift. Because it isn't about, you know, is there a boogeyman behind the closed doors of the other side? No, I really work with showing them the possibilities of what it does, how those gifts can really amplify themselves, show the, you know, the moments of connecting with someone who's passed. For example, someone who recently just passed that they didn't get to say goodbye to in this physical world, but energetically know that they're sitting and standing there. Just being able to say those final words with love is truly what helps you open up to these gifts. The fear that we have is our human 3D fear. That's
sure
not our offense. It's not. It really is, because as you guys are, as you're talking about, you know, like movie star Hollywood kind of stuff, for me, I wasn't exposed to that, right? I wasn't exposed to those, you know, knowledges of like scary movies and things like that. To me, they are just that. They're movies. They're things that were placed there to, you know, show up to see if you will have fear. But to me, I never got that from it. I see it as, you know, just another formation of trying to show you something else that's not true. Because to me, the truth is the spiritual gifts are what helps to amplify your life. It's what helps to bring you to your highest formation. So the fear, it's just, it is what it is. It's a dust made out of human formation. And what I do is I don't cater the fear. I cater the possibilities. I show you what you truly have inside. And that's how a spiritual ascension can be helped with community, with people, someone who shows you. You know, I truly do believe that fear is just another form for us to move forward out of. And of course, like, yes, of course it's scary in some things. I mean, like, there's shows out there that show you that there's like evil vampires or something. But, you know, again, that's just catering to the negative. I move mm-hmm. towards the positive stuff and really help you hone in.
I have a question about this that I feel like is coming through from the collective too, as they're listening. So also there are negative dark forces. And so mm-hmm. can you speak to that piece around, as we're opening up our spiritual gifts, how do we make sure we don't let some negative thing attach to us, or, you know, like we're like, tell, I don't know if I'm formulating my question properly, but how do we basically avoid the dark shit?
Yeah.
or is that important? Like, help. I don't want, like, I know for myself, I don't want to experience any dark energy, dark shit. Because I feel like when you open yourself up to that, that's a possibility for that shit to come in.
Oh, and absolutely. And, you know, negative dark forces do exist. And there's no questions asked. A lot of people say, oh, that's not true. Absolutely, it is. Because as we have a positive, there will always be a negative. The yin and yang effects of the world stay the same with us. The biggest thing that I teach people, and as many of you may or may not know, I do work with quantum physics as well as within spirituality, because it all aligns together. Everything is energy. When mm-hmm. you want to sustain away from seeing negative forces come near you, or, you know, attack you, or, you know, I think, Raj, you were in this part as well, too, where I got psychically attacked because I was going mm-hmm. through grief myself. Mm-hmm. It is about your vibration and your frequency. So when you stay in the higher frequency of yourself by doing your meditations, staying very mm-hmm. light to yourself, and this isn't toxic positivity, it is actually true, because
yes,
energy is everything. If you sustain yourself in that higher frequency on a day-to-day basis, no negative forces or entities or anything will attach themselves to you. But the moment you get into that negative thought, that stress, that anxiety, the self-sabotage, the, you know, lack of or fear or this or whatever it is that comes up, or you watch something that you see like horribly happen to people, that's when the entities attach themselves to you, because you're an easy target for them. Entities do not attach to people unless they have negative thoughts consistently. So if you're in grief, what I suggest is obviously protect yourself and protect your home. That could be another episode as well.
Yeah, no doubt, because Maria also specializes in that. You do a lot of house clearings and blessings.
I do, yes. Yeah. One of my specialties, actually, is something I was taught down the road as well, too. So I do definitely teach that as well. But negative forces don't come anywhere near you if you really shine your light. And I say this wholeheartedly because I know what it was like. As I was saying earlier, Roz is aware of this. I had psychic attacks, and it was really hard for me to get up, do things. I felt as if the world crumbled under my feet. And even though I could see, I had a hard time seeing because it was so black around me. And that was when I realized that there was something wrong. And so I sought help. And this mm-hmm. is the thing, even as a spiritual person, even if we are able to move past certain things, asking for help is not, it's not like it's not okay. It is okay.
Absolutely.
When you are not able to get yourself out of that space, you need to ask for help.
And every healer needs a healer.
Yes,
it's like every coach needs a coach, because we can't mm-hmm. see outside of our stuff. We can't see our blind spots. And so it's really supportive to, I always say, asking for help is my superpower. Like, I couldn't be where I am today in my life, in my business, without delegating, without asking for help, without having coaches and healers myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, to stay away from the negativity, stay in your higher frequency consistently. If you're feeling that negative vibe, move past from it, get away from it, walk away from it, whatever it is. We are our own creators, yes, but we create the frequency for ourselves and as well as for the grid of the earth.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Maria. We're going to slide into commercials once again, and we come back. We are going to do a light language duet and activation.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, welcome back. So, Maria, I want to ask about, is purpose always related to our spiritual gifts? And how, if so, how do you know? Or if not, like, how do you know?
Well, purpose and spiritual gifts are always related. I think we develop that as we grow within ourselves. And yeah, I do truly see it as part of how we bring out what it is that we are supposed to do for ourselves. I mean, you know, most people say, are you supposed to have a destiny? Of course there's a destiny, but purpose gets developed as your gifts grow with you. That is one of the many things that I truly do believe in. I mean, I've seen it in many, many people. I mean, including you, even yourself as a person, right? You've added your Akashic records in there, and I'm so proud of you. You know,
thank you, love.
It really is about, as you ascend, as you grow spiritually, your purpose within yourself and that of what you do does grow with you. And that was one of the main reasons why I rebranded as well, right? So, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. And so as those of you who are like listening right now, you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I want to awaken my spiritual gifts even more. I want to really be more luminous in so that I can live my best life. Maria has a program to support you. So tell us about your program, love. What's it called? And who is this for?
So this program took me about 2 years to formulate. Actually, it is a program created for women who are awakened in some form, whatever way it is, and are truly wanting to hone in on themselves and really bring out the truest purpose inside of them. It is called Unleash Your Wild Goddess, because we are all freaking goddesses in this world, because we embody them and we are them. We just need to access that power inside of us. And so myself and 8 other facilitators who have given me the beautiful abilities of theirs help to really hone in your gifts, who you are, your purpose, really put you on the path that you deserve, desire, and want to manifest, work with you and removing fears and scarcity and anything that blocks you from truly honing in on that purpose. The program entails many things such as meditation, astrology readings, nutrition as well, and we have someone who helps you organize and prioritize your day-to-day life so that you do not have this multitasking overwhelmness that comes inside of us. It's more of the really clearing and showing clarity inside of you, because as a spiritual being, we are clear. We are able to develop. It's just the human stuff that makes us so confused half the time. So the program is 6 months and is beginning soon. So we're really excited. And we have energy workers that help to alleviate your energy's blocks as well, too. A medium who works with you in connecting with your spiritual gifts and really honing in. And myself as well, who truly, truly is there to hold you, help you guide yourself. I can help you stand, but you need to stand up with me.
Mm-hmm. Maria is very powerful. So how can people lean into this? And is it by application, or how does this work, Maria?
Yes, it is by application only as well, too. I truly want to make sure that the container is sacred for yourself and as well for those who are also participating. They can reach me on either my Facebook group, which is Unleash Your, the Wild Goddess, or they can reach me at Maria De Luna in my Facebook. They can also reach me on Instagram at Unleash Your Wild Goddess, which is the program name itself, as well. And book the 30-minute call to really get to know where you're at, what you're looking to do, your purpose in yourself at this moment, and how far you really want to ascend into this year. Because this year is about manifesting the life that you want. And we can show you the roads, how to get there, guide you, but you got to take that first step.
Absolutely. And if you heard about Maria through this podcast, please let her know. We always love to know where our referrals come from.
Yes.
So, and those, all of those links will be in the show notes as well. So you guys can tune into that as well. Let's move into our closing here for a very powerful meditation. And you guys get ready, seriously, light language duet with Maria and I. So, my love, do you want to guide us a little bit into the meditation and then just invite me when you would like to just bring in the duet?
Yes, absolutely. I would be more than honored to do so.
Great. And for timing, we have about 8 minutes.
No worries. We'll make this happen. All right. So I invite everyone to just either close their eyes, relax into their seat, and if you're driving, please make sure you guys pull over. I invite you to close your eyes and just breathe into your stomach. Hold for 7 seconds and release. Breathe in love, joy, comfort, warm fuzzy slippers, and release any fear, anxiety, or stress that may be in your day. Know that you are being guided into the peace of yourself, into the light of yourself. As you do so, I want you to imagine a big golden gate in front of you. I'm going to guide you guys through a realm that belongs to myself and my family. And as you open the gate, you'll see green grass all over like a field, a nice big pink tree full of cherry blossoms, and a small cabin. And in front of that cabin, you'll be greeted by my three grandmothers, Maria, Elena, and Teresa, who have guided me. And they reach their hands out to you. And they say, hello. You tell them exactly what you need for today. One thing that you would like to have for today, be it peace, love, joy, whatever you choose. And as they hold your hand, they provide you with the energy of light that glows inside of you and access your magic with you. Roslyn?
Ora chiarissimo, ora curtia.
Activating your duck like codes. Wadlan.
Morakira, Tim Rokura, Tim and a Kier, Kur, Tim Rotun and a Kia, Tim and an Inikia. Moratim Ratin and Mona Ninikia, Tim Rakim Rokur, Tier, Rakim Rati Sarokur, Tim Rokutim, Morakia, Mananakia, Tier, Nerakurtia.
Ira kana sa ayama kana yerka isuta na ye iyane ye iya senya rakaya wayane iyoku iyam hara ah i aku na ye ara sa aye eya kara tina wa ha yere aye
maratiar kia murakua tia murakua Mrakia si murku kreti murku ratia Mrakia ni na kura ti murku rakia si murku de menakia sa murku rakia si murku ti murku rakia si renanakia
Ira saina karata na yake ratu seya na aya e ye e ima ara a ki a ia kanai
meretia Marakotia, Narakotia, Maritia.
Yerasa a miaka ureanae Urete, eane, e a e a sa a mehe aye.
So we're and just going to invite you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, love.
And we're just going to say that as we take this time to allow the codes that have been embedded in you, know that you are love, you are light, you are ever so beautiful, and you are always, always enough because you are needed, you are wanted, and you are here. Those of you who don't feel that, you are, I assure you, because you are meant to be. Just the light that you are. You may have not crossed your path in that way yet, but you will find it. Don't be afraid. My grandmothers, thank you for your presence and as well as your time as they ask you to guide yourselves back into your body. And as before you pass through the Golden Gate, a woman before you, someone who is very special to me, provides you with a red rose. The rose is a symbol of love and light that comes into our family, and it is a present to you. So please take it and know that we love you and we care for you, and we are truly honored to be here with you.
Beautiful, breathing all of that in. Just breathing out love. And so if this is your first time experiencing a light language activation, which it may feel like there's a lot of tingling, a lot of energetic movement, a lot of emotion arising, let that happen. There's no right or wrong in this process. Just allowing yourself to receive the light codes dropping in. Is safe. It is elevating you. It's moving you into your next level of ascension. You're receiving the medicine you need at this time, whether it's clearing, healing, opening, amplifying, activating your soul self. Maria, I have to say, like, whoa, my body's like super tingly right now, like from feet all the way up, especially my shins. Mm-hmm. So that's my experience.
I just always get tangly, period.
An energetic soulgasm.
Yeah, light language definitely has that power inside of us to really awaken our light.
Absolutely.
Thank you
so much for being here, love. And thank you to those of you tuning in. Do get connected with Maria. Her Facebook group is Hopping. She does lots of intuitive readings. You'll get to like build your familiarity with her, and if you feel called, do step in to dive deeper with Maria. Thank you so much, love.
Thank you.